Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We got to talk quarterbacks here. We got to talk with one of our buddies, Sean King, former NFL quarterback, won a championship with the Bucs. Great player with Tulane. Awesome season they had. Magical year. And he's the host of the Nightcap on the VSiN Network. And he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Sean, what's happening, bud? How you been?
Hey, man, it's great. I'm in Vegas. It's 64 degrees. No humidity, no bugs. Mm. Life could not be better.
I love it.
What are you doing in Vegas?
He's doing the network, right?
Yeah, so I moved here in late July. So whenever you guys come out, let me know, and we'll have to go hydrate just a tad.
Permanently relocated. I love that.
I'm in. Listen, Sean, I lived in Las Vegas. It was my second job. I moved there in 1999. I was there for about 2 years, right? And I lived in Henderson. And if I was, you know, I was broke. I was making like $30,000. I had nothing. I wish I could have gotten some Henderson real estate back then. Where are you guys? And I used to do my show out of the Mandalay Bay. Where is the VSiN Network? Where do you guys actually do the shows from?
So we have two studios. One's at the South Point Casino.
Yep.
The Nightcap, my show with Tim Murray, is filmed out of the Circa Hotel in downtown Las Vegas. So if you guys haven't been to the Circa, it just opened.
Yeah, I haven't.
End of last year. It is phenomenal.
Wow.
Gotta check that
out. We're coming, man.
Yeah, coming for a Raiders game and then come hang with you.
Absolutely.
Tell us about Baker Mayfield and why we should or should not be concerned about him. Because, I mean, sometimes we look at him and he's just amazing. And other times it's like, he leaves some things to be desired. Now he's getting hurt and his size becomes an issue, like the fragility of him. And then also, now this is the last part because it's like a five-part question. What do you pay him, man? I mean, he's like in a weird spot as it pertains to quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks in this league.
Well, you know, and I've said this on the show, and I thought Baker was making strides at trying to be more fundamentally sound. You know, you started to see it in the Charger game, him just being in rhythm, throwing the ball with a balanced platform, stepping into his throws. And all of a sudden, like magic, his ball location improved. And then came the Cardinals game. And he kind of resorted back to the pump fake, move left, right in the pocket, pirouette, roll to the left, right, throw off balance. And his accuracy went down again. You know, I just think Baker's not comfortable being Baker Mayfield. And it's the polar opposite of a Tua or of a Mac Jones. Like, those guys don't have elite physical attributes, but they're comfortable just trying to do the right thing all the time. And I think Baker gets out of what he actually is from a talent standpoint way too often. And Cleveland's going to – I tell you guys this, and I don't have any inside information, but I think at some point Odell Beckham Jr. is going to go inside to that organization and say me or him. Because Odell's numbers have suffered.
Yeah.
Not all Baker's fault, but if you look at I think it was the second drive, I think Cleveland was down 7-0, and they went for it on third and fourth down in the red zone. Odell Beckham Jr. is wide open on both plays. Baker didn't even look for him.
Yeah, but Sean,
to be frustrating.
Yep,
and
yep.
I know Odell dropped some balls later in the game, but the game was out of hand at that point.
Mm-hmm. Listen, he can go and say that and lay down that edict to management. He's going to lose. I mean, the Giants drafted Beckham. The Browns didn't, so you know that. As Tiki always says, it's different when you're no longer with your mama.
Yep, nobody loves you like your mama. Yep. You know that, Sean.
The team that drafted you, it's a little different connection. So he ain't winning that fight if he ever – now, he might say, trade me. And if that's the case with Landry coming back, maybe that's what they do.
I just don't think they can win without Odell. Really? I think they'll be a solid.
Well, they won last year without him.
Yeah, but again, everything had to fall in place for them. I mean, Pittsburgh went on an all-time terrible run at the end of it. You know, Baltimore had their issues. They dodged Buffalo. You know, I think it all kind of worked for them.
Yeah.
But you look at the AFC this year, you look at the path that they're going to have to navigate to get back to that level of success. I think you need elite talent in those playoff games. Like, you might be able to get through the regular season.
Yeah.
But as frustrating as Odell can be, he's still an elite talent at the wide receiver position.
All right, so we're talking to Sean King, talking quarterbacks, obviously branching into Beckham a little bit. The Browns have some concerns, and I know we'll bounce around a little bit more. Sean, former champion with the Bucs, Tulane star.
Yeah.
And he's out there in Vegas doing his thing as well on the VSiN Network. He's with us here on Tiki and Terry.
Oh, and Joe Burrow's getting good, too.
Joey boy.
So, man, Baker all of a sudden might be the bottom of the barrel as the quarterbacks in the North. But I want to go to another division, the AFC West, and really Pat Mahomes. Are you concerned with the turnovers? I know a couple of them have not been his fault, like Tyreek Hill last week. It comes off his hands and it's intercepted, and you know, they dominated yards wise. I think they had 270 yards in the first half and only 10 points, and that was because of the turnovers. Are we worried about this with Pat Mahomes? Is he trying to do too much, or should we just kind of just wait for him to fall into form like we're used to seeing him?
Well, I'd be terrified, you know, just because. And he's kind of the opposite of Baker. He has the talent to basically throw the ball from the locker room to the opposite end zone and still be accurate with it. But a lot of times, in my opinion, when I'm watching him play, he gets away from the fundamentally sound things for no reason.
Yeah.
And what's happened is, no matter how talented you are, there's a reason that you practice doing things the right way every day, because that gives you the best chance to succeed the most amount of times. And now what you see is, he's throwing the ball off platform with different angles when he doesn't have to, and the accuracy is starting to not be as consistent. And they're turning into turnovers. And I don't care who you are. I mean, God could come back to earth and play quarterback, and you still shouldn't throw the interception that he threw before the half. You know, so there are some things that are happening there. And listen, Patrick Mahomes, don't get me wrong, he's not getting fired. He's not going anywhere. There's every team in the league would take him. But it has to be frustrating for Andy, because the unforced errors are not what elite players do. Elite players, and Tony Dungy always says this, do the little things in a phenomenal way all the time.
Yeah.
And then when they're called upon to do the phenomenal things, those few moments, they come through as well. And I think Patrick just has to really just put a speedometer on himself and just say, let me do the right thing the right way all the time, because he has the talent to do that.
Sean, I want to ask you about somebody. I don't know that I've ever heard you really talk about at length here, and it's kind of hard to really diagnose, you know, how he's improved and where he's improved, because what's around him is falling apart. That would be the Giants. Daniel Jones, what are you seeing on film from Jones?
You know, he's more athletic than people think. I just think that he's not a guy that's going to make average players above average. But he's a guy, if you put him in the perfect system, he's talented enough. He almost reminds me of a more athletic Kirk Cousins. You know,
okay.
He's going to do the right things, and he's not as productive as Kirk, but he hadn't played with the talent around him that Kirk had early in his career when he was in Washington and now what he has in Minnesota. But again, Daniel's going to battle a confidence issue. I mean, when you're on a bad team, and Tiki, I don't know if you ever were on a bad team. The Giants were actually pretty good.
Yeah, well, we had that one season right when Fossil got fired. We were 4-12, but that was the last one, and we were in kind of quarterback limbo. It was weird. It was a weird situation because Kerry was aging out a little bit. They wanted to replace him, but he didn't want to be replaced, so he's like, get me out of here. They drafted Eli. I mean, but only one.
Right, and for a young quarterback, it's about confidence. And when has he ever really had a chance to have the organization, his teammates, and that fan base fully behind him?
Yeah, it's true.
It's almost like he's been behind the eight ball since the day he was drafted, and not necessarily or entirely all his fault. So I just think if he can persevere, you know, through this next year and a half, 2 years, and maintain his confidence, the talent is there. Now, putting it together and turning it into something that's productive from a winning standpoint, that's yet to be done. But you do see enough flashes where if Sam Darnold can get a second chance, I definitely think Daniel Jones will deserve a second chance in a healthier environment to see what he can really do.
Yeah, no, the Giants have just turned into a team that's disappointing to say the least. You mentioned Sam, and Sam is frustrating, and you look at the situation down in Carolina with Christian McCaffrey. Without him, they just can't thrive. The interesting quarterback to me, though, is Dak Prescott. Because of his contract situation, the coming off the ankle injury, the injuries in training camp, he got thrown right back in. He's balling, and we kind of see him as being that guy. But he's now hurt his calf, and he's got this mindset. You could hear it as he was talking after the game, and I know you know what I'm talking about, Sean. He's like, I'll be back. Don't worry. I'll be ready. Is he putting himself and really the team's future in danger by pushing through something just because he wants to prove things?
Well, I just don't know if anybody knows exactly the severity of the injury but him and the training staff. And you got to understand, with Dak, even though their defense might be the worst ever last year, they were playing really good on offense, especially in the second halves of those games before Dak got injured. So he's sitting on the sideline, and now he's finally back, and he knows that the defense might be the most improved unit in all of the National Football League. From where they were last year on defense in Dallas to where they are now, I mean, it's remarkable. And they're running the ball as well and consistently as anybody. I mean, if you could really get past the fact that Mike McCarthy and his late game management issues are still on the sideline, you could make a legitimate case that Dallas is a legitimate NFC champion type team.
Mm-hmm.
And so for Dak, because they've struggled, there's got to be this desire to, I got to be a part of this. I can't be the reason that we don't reach our expectations. So I like that competitiveness. I guess we'll see. You know, Tiki, is he rushing back? But hopefully it's not anything severe, because Dallas has the right talent in the right places to really make a run.
Yeah, you can feel that. It feels that way right now.
All right, man. Hey, by the way, Sean, I meant to ask, we were talking about any golf hookups yet in Vegas for us. Where are you playing?
So I'm working on it. You know, I consider myself the Black Tiger Woods. So I'm swinging as hard as I've ever swung in my life.
Wow.
The results are improving. But again, I only try and shoot one shot lower than whoever I'm betting against that day.
You take money onto the course. Might have to get Sharp Tierney into a foursome with you. I hear he likes to put a couple scuttles. I got you.
Yeah, you know, we got to fund the hydration.
Hey, Sean, I appreciate you, man. Good luck with the new move. I know we'll be talking to you throughout, but Vegas is, you know, a lot of people, it's just the strip, which is awesome. There is a really nice lifestyle to be had out there in Nevada, so hopefully you're digging it and enjoying it, man.
And before I go, I always like to give a shout out to the Fighting Urban Meyers and the Jacksonville Jaguars and getting off the snide. Great win for them. They had to go out of the country to do it, but it still counts.
Hey. It does. It does.
Yeah, he's got some financial interest over there. Shad Khan does.
Who?
Shad.
Who?
Shad Khan.
Shad Khan. Let me run. Shad Khan.
He's actually a great guy too. I met him when I was in Jacksonville. Yeah, they're good people too. I root for them. So hopefully Urban's figured it out, and because they got some great young players. If they can just hold it together and keep getting better, you never know what could happen next year.
That's why they hired him, to get it going in the right direction, man. Sean, thanks a lot, bud. We'll be talking soon. Thank you very much.
All right, fellas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.